Forrest, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you bet. I'm looking forward to speaking with you. You've got quite a story and really eager to share it with everybody. And we'll get to that here in just a moment. I wonder if we could start off if I just asked you if you could kind of tell us a little bit about you personally, kind of introduce us all to Forrest.
Yes. So we grow oats from ourselves, our land, as well as other growers in our area. And we do a value-added ag product to it. I was diagnosed with celiac disease or gluten intolerance when I was 2 years old and almost died in the hospital. I have about 15 family members that after I was diagnosed with celiac disease, that they also were diagnosed with celiac disease, including both of my parents after I was. So we do a product where it's safe for people who have to watch their gluten intake and making sure that oats, which is naturally gluten-free, that they there's no cross-contamination in the field, in the harvesting, and in the processing it to sending out. So our daily job is juggling between doing field work and doing processing and making sure that everything in that vertically integrated package is able to stay pure as what we want it to be.
Well, Forrest, that's quite a story, and I've got a million questions leading up to that. Well, you know, celiac disease is something I've heard the term, but obviously you hear about gluten all the time. And if somebody were to have asked me prior to our conversation, well, what is the complication with gluten? I would know it had something to do with the word that sounds like celiac, but I'm displaying my ignorance here. Can you help to educate us all on what celiac disease is and how it works and why it's so important?
Yes. So celiac disease is an autoimmune disease, just like type 1 diabetes is and multiple other autoimmune diseases. So it's passed down through heritage through your family. And to the difference between celiac disease and gluten intolerance is a lot of times someone who has celiac disease has to be very, very strict in making sure that they are not getting anything that has gluten in it and the cross-contamination. The FDA has said that legally you can call something gluten-free at 20 parts per million. Mm-hmm. Or if you think of like out of a mile stack high of pennies, you have to find 10 dimes. So that's okay. About 20 parts per million. Out of a gallon or a gallon baggie, you have to find 2 seeds. That's how tight you have to be. Our certification, or for a celiac person, you want to be even tighter than that. So we are down to 10 parts per million mm-hmm. or less is what we strive to be, because it does so much damage in your body. A gluten intolerance could be someone who might be lactose intolerant,
okay,
where you can kind of eat it. You deal with some issues, but it's not something that that is as effective as someone who has a peanut allergy.
Mm-hmm. And out of all of this, your business, you're in your parents' business, Gluten-Free Oats was born. When did that begin?
In 2003, I was a freshman in high school, and I was charged for our ag class to start a agricultural business. We were starting in for ag class, and then it was going to tie into FFA. To be able to say, this is what my supervised agricultural experience was going to be. And at that time, they were saying that oats had gluten in it. And right when I got into high school, they said, well, maybe oats doesn't have gluten in it. It's the cross-contamination between the wheat, rye, and barley mm-hmm. that have the gluten. And as long as you have a pure source, it's going to be gluten-free. So we did our research. I went into the local FFA parent support group and got a loan through them for $250 because my parents didn't want me to borrow the money from them. They wanted me to be accountable to paying back the loan because they knew if I borrowed it from them, they might not ever see it again. So they wanted to look at, you know, the venture capital and what that's going to be and looking at the process to really starting your own business. And it was born in 2003, and it grew from 2003 of a small tabletop mill that could process about 1 pound every 15 minutes, which we had found a pure source of already processed groats, which is the meat inside of an oat.
Okay.
And we were able to flake it. The next year, so we bought a 50-pound bag the first year, and I sorted everything through it. The second year, so my sophomore year in high school, I bought about 500 pounds to sort through. And it kept growing and growing, and people just kept telling the word out to family members. So it went from my local town to all of Wyoming to, I went to a show in Casper, Wyoming, and a doctor from the New York area and a writer from California area took my product, and that's where it really exploded. The source that we had gotten for the oats, because of how much it exploded, couldn't guarantee that it was going to be gluten-free. Mm-hmm. And at that point, we thought that the business was done because we couldn't figure out how to do this. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a pure source of oats, and we thought it was done. That would have been close to my junior year in high school. After we had gotten through that, my dad was actually chased down by someone in our local community that said he had about 7 acres of oats that he'd grown that he didn't have a place to go, and if we wanted to buy it. So my parents actually sold their 12-foot camper, mm-hmm, to buy this 7-acre field of oats. We didn't know how to process it. We didn't know any of these things. We called a milling company, and they got us in touch with a mill that was in another state. We were going over there so much that we went to the state of Wyoming in 2011, I believe it was, to see if we can actually make our own processing plant. Mm-hmm. So that's where we were able to have the state of Wyoming help us out for getting the funds to build our own processing plant here in Powell.
Wow. That is a heck of a story, and I've got a million questions for you about that. You talked about value-added product. What product were you producing and selling when you first began your supervised agricultural experience?
Well, it really started because I'd never had a no-bake cookie with my grandma.
Okay.
That was really the end goal that I wanted to have. So we flaked the groats, so made it into flakes, and we could also make it into flour, so making banana bread. Mm-hmm. So the product that I sold was either flour, oat flour, or a flaked oat.
Had you not joined FFA and had you not had this requirement for this supervised agricultural experience, would this business have ever been born?
I don't think it would have.
Okay. So today, what products are you producing? Have you added products? Are you still with those basic value-added products that you began with, or is there more now that you're producing?
We have about 27 different SKUs that we do, different products. We do old-fashioned rolled oats, quick, steel-cut, flour, and groats. We actually sell groats. So we have 5 of those. So we do that both in conventional as well as we do it in our organic sector too. We have about 10 different, we call it a go pack. So it's a ready to go package. All you do is you tear the top off of it. You squeeze the package together. So it looks like a package that you might get for oatmeal. That's a single serve package, mm-hmm, in a box, but you squeeze the cardboard sides together on each individual and it makes it its own bowl. So we have 10 different flavors. We have about 6 to 7 oatmeal flavors, and we actually have 3 to 4 muffin flavors that you microwave and it makes its own muffin in this cup. And then we do this oatmeal cups. So we ventured out a little bit, as well as adding some of our home recipes like a pancake mix and a oatmeal bake that all you have to do is add liquid ingredients.
How many different countries are you exporting product to now?
We export to, we go to South America. There's about 3 or 4 different countries we export to South America. We export to Scotland. We export to Australia is a pretty big one. We have Puerto Rico we've gone to. So we have probably close to 10 to 15 places that we export to.
Well, Forrest, this is an incredible story. I could probably talk to you for another hour about this, but I know I can't take up all of your valuable time. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing this with us today.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. I really enjoyed it.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.